California allocating $35 million to illegal immigrants during Trump's mass deportation agenda. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 24, 2026. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., announced his state is reportedly allocating $35 million in taxpayer dollars to support illegal immigrants during President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda. Newsom's office announced in a Friday press release that funds in California's budget set aside by the state legislature to help philanthropic partners will go toward a new philanthropic collaboration to support families under federal assault by mass detention and deportation efforts. The initiative, which seeks to expand legal assistance, involves California leveraging up to $35 million in existing humanitarian funding that will allow nonprofits to provide in-kind support for basic needs. People are afraid to leave their homes, children are left without their parents, and families unable to afford groceries. Families are even foregoing critical medical care, the press release fearmongered. The announcement, which continuously refers to illegal immigrants as simply immigrants, goes on to note that California is home to many immigrant families, before claiming that supporting them in this moment strengthens neighborhoods and local economies. While the federal government targets hardworking families, California stands with them, uniting partners and funding local communities to help support their neighbors, Newsom said. The urgent need grows as the Trump administration accelerates mass detention, tramples due process, and funds authoritarian enforcement with over $170 billion. As the Trump administration chooses cruelty and chaos, California chooses community, the governor added. The money comes in addition to funds the state has set aside to provide legal resources to illegal immigrants facing deportation, according to a report by Cal Matters. California allocated money for the support, despite serious budget constraints, with Newsom's office anticipating a $2.9 billion deficit in the coming budget year, after already limiting health care for illegal immigrants to help make up for a larger deficit in 2025, the outlet noted. This investment strengthens local partners who are helping people access legal services and meet basic needs during an incredibly difficult moment. Kim Johnson, Secretary of the California Health and Human Services Agency, said in the press release, claiming federal actions are creating fear and instability. Republican Assemblymember Carl DeMaio slammed the funding as absurd. If you were audited by the IRS and found to owe money and back taxes, as a citizen, you couldn't say, well, I want a free lawyer to fight the federal government, DeMaio told Cal Matters. Notably, President Donald Trump won the 2024 election in a landslide victory that included not only securing the Electoral College, but winning the popular vote in every swing state in the nation as well, all after campaigning heavily on a crackdown of illegal immigration. As the president follows through with mass deportations, Democrats continue to push back against the mandate handed to Trump by the American people. In June, Trump signed a budget bill that included $170 billion for immigration enforcement, detention, and deportation efforts, an investment that seeks to remove up to 1 million illegal immigrants from the U.S. each year during the president's second term. California will never be silent in the face of Trump's cruel and unlawful immigration raids. We will meet fear and intimidation with courage and action, Democrat Speaker of the Assembly Robert Rivas said in the press release. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.